Well, hello guys. I haven't been on for a while. I haven't had any real news items because there's been no real news, is there? It's been all gobbledygook. And to be quite frank with you, I got tired of looking at silly stories, the spin they put on them, the lies, the deceit. So I've been playing a game called Command & Conquer, a very old game, with Shockwave mod. It gives me a break from reading all the garbage. Now here's a picture of happier times. This is in Chiang Mai in Thailand, and this is the Lantern Festival. When I was there, and it looked just like this, it's a wonder the whole country didn't catch fire. Of course, you buy these lanterns, and you light it, and you set it off, and then you kind of lose it amongst all the other ones. And it's by the river in Chiang Mai, and you can also buy a little boat made out of leaves. And the idea is you put maybe 10 baht or 20 baht or whatever you want in the boat and send it off. Supposed to be a good omen. But if you look down the river, you can see these guys down, these Thai men, wading out into the river and taking the money out. And there's a candle in the boat as well, and they're so good at it, they can take the money and don't even put the candle out, and then set it off again. I was also up there for about a 3 or 4 day firework displays. It was just going off all day and all night. But anyway, there was a story in the Pattaya Mail that kind of made me laugh. Now, I spent some time in Pattaya. You should do. You've got to see it. But these motorcycles were not sort of kosher, you know, and they were stopped by the police. Well, what made me laugh is the heading of the news item said, "These policemen refused bribes," which is very unusual, really. You see, the thing is, the Thai police don't get paid very much at all. And they set roadblocks up every now and then, usually on the weekends, and they can set them up in 5 minutes. And it's usually to snag a Falang without a helmet or something about his license. But it can all be made to go away for 100 baht or 50 baht or whatever you got on you. It was the police guy's tea money. And I guess the reason why these police didn't accept the bribe because maybe the news people were there. Well, of course, I'm not saying that all Thai police take bribes, but a lot of them do. Not big money, just a little bit of money at the side. Of course, I'll be drinking Peroni tonight. Not quite yet, very soon though. But myself, I'm staying away from the media and the social media and the news. Try and give myself a break. And don't get me started what's going on in the United States. That's another joke. And what's going on in the UK too is also a joke. So I'm just trying to steer clear of all of it. Ooh, how did that get in there? Oh well, it's not bad. Yeah, it brings back some memories. Anyway, you take it easy, fellas.